From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Bim Adewunmi, Etta Burke, and Amy Dickinson. And here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill's Ryman and I'm Garfunkel in our listener Limerick Challenge game. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from this week's news. Amy, this month, Frontier became the first major airline to encourage passengers to do what to their flight attendants?
Tip.
Yes, Amy.
Oh, my gosh.
Frontier Airlines will now allow you to tip your flight attendant on the food and drinks that you buy. And the best way to respond to that offer is, if I had any extra money to give away, do you think I'd be flying Frontier Airlines? But however, if you're on Frontier, if you're wondering what the right amount is to tip your flight attendant, a good tip, of course, that's 10%. A great tip is 20%. And the best tip is don't fly Frontier Airlines.
I mean, you'd be awful pissed off if you didn't tip the guy, and then when the plane starts crashing, your oxygen thing didn't come down.
No.
You're like, ah, man, should have done 20%.
And,
you're
like, and if you're going down, you could go like, I tipped Brent up front.
Also, if I'm tipping anyone, I'm tipping the pilot.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, could you do the route around the mountains and away from the...
But okay, fine. If you need us to tip the flight attendants because you're not paying them enough, fine. But please... don't put in a bathroom attendant. Bim, there's never been a better time to be single. Now that we know employers in China are offering single employees what?
They're offering them small children.
No. Here, you're single. You seem to be enjoying your life and your free time.
Yeah, have a child.
Here's a small child.
Let's see.
In concept, it's like maternity leave, but it's very, very, very premature.
Oh. Sex leave?
Well, not even before that.
Dating leave?
Yes, dating leave. Indeed. Two companies in China are offering their female employees 8 days of dating leave, paid vacation, to go out and date. This is only offered to women 30 or older because apparently in China, 30 is the age where being single is technically considered an emergency.
I mean, they're not wrong.
No.
I've been clinically dead for 6 years.
The one problem is that your boss will know exactly what you were doing on your break. You come in on Monday and he's like, so how'd it go?
Also, they're only offering it to women employees.
Yes, they're only offering it to women.
Well, isn't that sexist?
Apparently. I believe that China, for reasons that are historically unpleasant, have a shortage of available women.
Mm.
So
that's true. But also, men over 30 are terrible. So
That is also true. I know.
Let's go on a limb. What about men under 30?
Also trash. Yeah.